Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You heard the man. It is a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you as well, John Lopez.
You know, I said I was great. I always like to have a good attitude. My headphones just broke.
Yeah, what is happening there?
I got
headphones.
I got one ear, so I'm almost great. But happy Friday.
Yeah. Fig, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know how to feel about those new mic arms in this studio, man.
Are they blocking cameras and stuff?
Yeah.
Well,
it make y'all look kind of awkward a little bit.
Well, that's fine. We'll be awkward if we got to be awkward. We're still going to have a good Friday.
Reggie's does, but we're all right.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll be good.
This one's a circus.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's real high.
It's high and it blocks the camera. Yeah.
Look like you work for a music station.
A camera that just comes up out of the desk, like right here. We have to have a jungle gym in here.
Probably because they keep breaking.
Yeah, we broke a whole bunch.
It's our fault.
Apparently, myself and Ron the Show Hughley have stronger arms than we realize when we're moving around these microphones.
Look at you.
So. Clearly, that's not the answer.
Which way is the gym?
Clearly, that's not actually the answer. All right, let's get going on a Friday. Get involved with the program on a Football Friday as we gear up for Texans and Jaguars. I almost said Broncos. We've done that. We've seen that. We've played that. Now it's time to see the Jaguars come through. Yes, that sound makes sense there, Sean. And get involved with the program all the day long. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, we always have appreciation for the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And John Lopez, I got to tell you, I didn't think I would be annoyed in the way that I would be listening to Nick Cayley talk.
Well, you and me both, bro.
You got me. He drew me offside. Just a real strong hard count. I was like,
Yeah. So I was the same way. I was trying to convince myself, look, anytime things aren't going well, everything's going to be magnified, and maybe it's me. Maybe it was me. I was trying to convince myself. Maybe it's me just being bitter and sort of angry and frustrated. And I was trying to give Nick Kay, like, what else are they supposed to say? Well, we'll get to that. I thought it was just me. And then the more I heard this, I was like, it's not just me.
Starting with me, Sam.
It's not just me. It's him.
Is that a drop?
Yeah.
Is that a drop we got, Fig, or just Nick Cayley?
Starting with me, standing here.
Very good. Excellent.
Which is perfect, by the way, for this segment.
Yeah, that was one of the things he said. Obviously, the coordinators talk on Thursdays of a normal week, and that was yesterday. And so the coordinators talked, Matt Burke, Nick Cayley, Frank Ross, as always, especially with the way that this team is situated, the offense being the number one thing that you look at and you have concerns about. Nick Cayley's availability is always front and center with us, and this week even more so when you consider the starting quarterback's not playing, and you've seen issues with that. There's you're probably starting right tackle is likely not to be playing. Ed Ingram, do we even have clarification there either?
No, still a DNP.
Right? Yeah. So that's another one that we personally haven't talked a ton about. I think we believe that maybe you have Juice Scruggs slide over, but even that, there's a lot of uncertainty there But the things that feel more certain, I would probably say don't feel certain in the good way.
Yeah.
Can we start with Kaylee one here? Because this one absolutely got under my skin, John Lopez. I'm going to be honest. And to be fair, it's not just Nick Kaylee. It's all. It's the entire
team. Right,
that's
what I was trying to convince myself, but it was.
Because we've had conversation, or we've had people ask a number of times. Shout out to Sarge, I think, bringing this back up a number of times. And then I believe it was, I can't remember who asked the question this week, so apologies there. But continually asking the various different people that are in charge, the people that are in front of the microphone, what is the identity of this team? Nick Kaylee's answer here really, really upset me.
Yeah, what I would say is, a physical outfit that wants to run the ball downhill, okay, starting with that with change-ups, okay? We did not run the ball well enough, okay? I would say that starting off. And then we've shown the ability to drive the football, okay? We haven't been able to finish well enough, which has been disappointing. So we've got to do a better job of that again, starting with me, standing here, okay? And we own that.
We want to run the ball downhill. Well, cool story.
I appreciate
that. We all want things.
I appreciate that. Well, yes, that's a great point.
I mean, do every NFL team want to run the ball downhill?
I want to have dinner with Christina Aguilera. I mean,
I've heard this once before. You and Christina Aguilera, huh?
Oh, she's the real deal.
Okay.
She's a big fan.
Yeah, I'm realizing that more so.
But has got nothing to do with it.
I think the particular portion of it, Figgy, I know you're talking about wanting to run downhill. I think teams want to run the football always. Mm-hmm. Downhill is very particular to this team. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a largely inside zone from what I've been able to see. Team, the thing that's frustrating, and I think you're alluding to that, John Lopez, is that you can want it all you want. This is clearly not something you do well.
Yeah.
And not only is that the case, if you go and you actually put the numbers on it, there is not a single way you could slice it that is something that you do well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate that, one, he acknowledged that they have not done that well, and two, that he said want as opposed to, like, this is what we are, because that'd be a whole different level.
Especially if he was asked, like, about identity. No, it's not.
But that's what he was asked about, his identity.
Yeah.
The frustrating thing is that what Nick Kaylee talked about a lot, and I understand that was in a time period where you hadn't had the opportunity to fully get a grasp of, what you wanted to do. Like, you were still trying to figure some things out with your personnel and all those and training camp and such. But this is supposed to be a game plan and do what's best for the personnel that we have type approach to offense.
Mm-hmm.
Run the ball downhill does not make sense. Like, if you take it from yards, they are in the 20s when it comes to total yards. If you take it from yards per game, they're in the 20s. If you take about yards per play, they're in the 20s. If you take it from efficiency stats, there's a number of them, EPA per play, stuff percentage, right? Or even one of my favorites, success rate, right? Mm-hmm. How many times? They have a low success rate. They are really middling, if not below average, when it comes to explosives. It's like they're not getting runs over 10 yards. There's just no way to cut it in any facet that this is a team that runs the ball well in any way. Talk less of being physical and getting upfield. And we know that because we watch this offensive line, and they are not a physical offensive line. So, and
nothing about them says run downhill.
And it's one of two things. Either you're completely neglecting what you have in front of you, which is probably possible here. Or, I don't even know if there's another one. I thought I had another one, but there it goes. It just feels like you're neglecting what's happening here. Or you're just really bad at executing what you want to do.
I definitely want to get to the other two cuts, Figgy. Just do them in order, because this, people talk about triggers. This is what really triggered me and got me thinking about this. Because Nick Kaylee said a lot. He was obviously presenting himself good, answering the questions, didn't get too riled up. He said a lot, but did he really say anything? And then this one happened, and that would be the first Kaylee, Figgy.
I take accountability for, if that's what you're implying, I take accountability starting with me on this. It's the entire operation. So we've got to do a better job. We got to, find better ways to ultimately get the ball across the goal line. I understand the intent of what you're asking, but you're asking me about execution physically. That's what it means. We also have to put ourselves in position to be able to find different ways to score. And so, it hasn't been good enough. I definitely agree with that. No doubt about it. And, that's the quest, is to do that for sure. It's a whole thing. Yeah, it's how you practice. It's how you approach everything. And then ultimately, when you get an opportunity for 60 minutes on Sunday, you got to go do it. And haven't done a good enough job of that.
And so what is accountability is obviously a question. And the question is about, they always talk about execution, which sort of puts it on the players and, hey, we're doing our job. But then he did clarify and say, no, it's us as well. But the whole I take accountability, we have to be better. to me, it's just sort of a disarming tactic. You know, like, look, I'm not saying I'm not at fault here, but it always goes back to the execution, always goes back to what we want to do, and we're not doing it. It just hit me the wrong way, man.
Right, and I don't want to be hypocritical on this because part of answering the question, when you don't get the answers to questions at all, it's frustrating, and now we get some answers and they're not satisfactory, and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
So I don't want to glaze over or gloss over that portion of this. The thing that is, and that's someone from the 281. What should he say? And that's ultimately what I want to get to is that really none of the answers are going to really mean much unless you are starting to get to the right answers, or even you're starting to demonstrate an ability of finding some answers. And that's the thing that is the most frustrating about all of this. I'm not seeing the experimentation to start finding the right answers. The small portions of the right answers that you have found, it feels like you've walked away from time and time again. You know what I'm talking about. What up, Jalen Knoll? And the answers are also similar. And that's why the run thing hit me, right? I get it. Early on, that is the idea, especially we're going to try and come in. We're going to try and coach up this guys on the offensive line for the technique to be better, for you to go and be aggressive. And that's going to be our identity. When you get halfway through the season and you're looking up and it's like it's not quite working that way.
Yeah.
It feels weird to be able to step out here and be like, well, that's what we are. It's not.
It's not.
It's not. And if you're telling me, well, we got to find another way. Holding on to that as identity feels like it's erroneous here.
Yeah, and you said find another way. And I'm glad that texter brought that up. And look, I started this whole segment by saying, maybe it's me. I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But you can't help how you feel. And this just made me feel irritated, you know, because we've heard this before. And this whole, you have to take accountability and it starts with me. Yes, we know. You know, we know it starts with you. But the big takeaway for me after I, you know, heard this and kind of looked at the offense and the things that you're talking about, it still made me feel like he's just kind of guessing out there, whether it's the practice field or the play calling or whatever. It's like, let's try this. We want to be. And he's also has the directive from above. We're going to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe his hands are tied.
That's quite possible, right? And maybe that's why you have to continue to this particular answer, even in the face of it and not showing any numbers. Literally, as he said that, I pressed pause on it, and I went back and I started pulling up every statistic I could think of running
back. I'm glad you did, because there's nothing that says
I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
and so like it's either insanity in the wide held thought of the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, even though that is not actually the definition of insanity. But, I mean, that's what it would be. It feels like that would have to be the case. Either you are doing this level of insanity, or this is being foisted upon you that this has to be a part of the identity. And ultimately, whichever one of those it is, the most frustrating thing to me, the thing that I'm most upset about is that the job is not getting done, and that you find yourself in a place where you're wasting fantastic opportunities and really an incredible defense in the process. I hear you, Davis Mills. We're trying to find that identity. It feels like right now the ways that they're going about it aren't right. We'll see. Another opportunity to put something on wax is show if you can maybe start to give us some level of idea that you are working towards the right degree, the right answers here. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 here on a Friday getting going. Coming up next, it's not just football this weekend that is of interest. The Houston Rockets, 5-game winning streak, and they begin NBA Cup play against a worthy opponent in the San Antonio Spurs. What are you hoping to learn here from the Spurs or from the Rockets in this game tonight? 713-572-4610. We talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Football Friday to you. John Lopez, the OG, sitting next to me. I'm Reginald Atitula. Figgy Fig on the ones, twos, and you. 713-572-4610. NBA Cup is upon us, friends. How you go. You excited? You excited for it?
Well, I mean, I'll watch some.
Yeah, okay.
But I won't even know.
Get in.
Other
get
than the,
into
are the floors
it,
gonna are the floors gonna be all funky again?
They're yeah. going to be funky. The NBA.
I am gonna know. I was gonna say I might not even know.
Although to be fair, it won't feel as tough because you're playing in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they always have colorful.
And I think their colorful court is going to be some level of. It's gonna look grayscale. Like it might be black, so it won't feel. It will still stand out though. Yeah, it will, but it won't feel as offensive to the eyes when they get this all red court or whatever. These all yellow courts that are like
Yeah. Maybe that's the thing that I have against the
they're harsh.
The NBA Cup. I don't like the courts.
The courts are harsh. I get why they had to do it though, right? The whole idea is we're trying to make this feel
but
like
they have
something.
To do that?
Maybe.
Like there was a yellow one. Wasn't there a big giant yellow one?
I think that was Pacers. yeah. But I think the idea is you need people to know immediately when they turn this on, this is something different.
Right. Put the trophy at center court like they do.
Yeah, but even then, Larry right? O'Brien. What happens if you're on one side of the court? Like that trophy, it has to pop. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm also having my eyeballs assaulted by this. I'm with you. However, I understand the reasoning, and I feel like this is how you try and build a thing trademark eventually. But, I mean, with that, like I said, the Rockets in San Antonio tonight for their first NBA Cup game of the season, and maybe more importantly, their first real tough challenge after a stretch of five games that they should have won. And to be fair to them, they did win.
Yeah.
They go 5-2, or they're 5-2 now after losing the first couple of games. Early on in the season, you get the champs, the reigning champs on opening night. And then you get, who do they have the next on that Friday thereafter? Oh my goodness.
The Pistons?
Of course, it leaves me. Yes, the Pistons.
Yeah.
At home, which is a close game and one that you probably could have won, but, you know, things happen. What are you looking forward to in this game? What are you looking forward to learning in this game? Because I think this is an opportunity to learn some things, John.
Well, I think, obviously, you know, we'd be burying the lead, so to speak, from a national perspective if you didn't want to see how, you know, Wembanyama and the Rockets match up. Division, longtime rivals. This could be the start of something, you know, long term. What, 3-4 years, and maybe not even that long from now? And this could conceivably be like, hey, Rocket Spurs, you know, all eyes on Texas, that kind of thing. So I want to see some early returns on that. From the Rockets' perspective, I'm just fascinated. I know you are. I'm fascinated by the transformation of this team. They're still good defensively. I think they're what, 5 or 6 in the NBA right now.
As of right now, 6th best defensive rating.
Yeah,
which has been on a steady uptick for the last right, 3-4 games.
Which you take, but I still think there's been an incredible transformation from a defensive minded team, even though they're still minded by the coach, to an offensive superpower. I mean, they are an offensive superpower, and there's your 7-7, although they list him at 7-4 shot blocker. I don't think Dylan Harper is going to play today. I think he's got a little slight something going on. But, you know, obviously a young and upcoming defensive team. Now, I want to see what the Rockets' offense looks like in a game like this, both teams 5-2.
Yeah, I think that's very good, especially because you talk about the 7-7 alien over there. The shot blocking of him in particular
is really
crazy. Now, he's not what you would think of as a traditional, like, anchor defensively. He's not that strong yet, even though he is rapidly getting stronger, which is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a guy that's like going to completely take away the entirety of your post opportunities. But he's not going to he's not going to let it be easy, right?
Well, you're going to know he's there.
He's going to
affect it.
And so I'm interested in seeing, especially for a Rockets team that when they do get downhill, it matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
How effective will they be in those moments against Victor Wembanyama? I think that is going to be something that I find very interesting. Also, his size with this, I think, also brings into question. Or brings to my mind, this is a battle of probably the two best rebounding teams in the league. Actually, yeah, specifically by stats, the two best teams when it comes to rebounding percentage. How does that stack up? Like, is this going to be one of those games where both teams just kind of rebound evenly? Does one team kind of out-rebound the other and on the night?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very interesting because, again, you've gotten to that number, but you've done it against some teams that I don't necessarily look at and I go, wow, incredible rebounders. Necessarily, right? You haven't. I mean, the Pistons are probably the best rebounding team that you played, and you played them rather early. We know that this team, it's part of their identity.
Mm-hmm.
To what degree does that show up against another team that's going to rebound the ball really well?
No, I think on both ends of the floor, that size and the rebounding ability is going to play a big part. On the offensive side, what I'm intrigued with is, you know, we know the Astros, the Rockets have a lot of size up front. Is this the kind of game where you're just going to try to attack with different bigs and maybe even Durant, you know, really attack, go to Wemby's chest and because he's not a one man team, but he's their heart. You know, he's what's carrying them because you do have that kind of size. You can maybe attack him with any of those big guys, you know, come in and slash. And they might be able to attack more tonight. I'm going to be interested.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good in that.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's not attacking in the way you're talking about offensively. I am super intrigued. Super, super intrigued in what this looks like defensively versus Victor Wembanyama. I hate to make everything about him, but he ultimately is the hub for what they do. Obviously, a lot of fantastic other players there for them. But teams have started just like straight up doubling him.
Yeah.
And this is a Rockets team that has more of the length and kind of some of the strength to maybe be able to deal with him, but he's still an alien. Does Ime go with a true double, you know, circumstance versus him? Is it able to be effective? And I think the bigger thing for me is, how does the Rockets defense rotate out of that? That's one of the things I've been super intrigued by as I nitpick this Rockets team and they find their W's is, defensively, they can still play defense, especially when it comes to individual moments of getting a block or getting a steal. But the team defense at times can look a little a little tortured.
We've
right?
talked about it.
The defensive rotations, guys knowing, all right, it's my turn to go and you know, go and close out, and then I need to pick up here. And those things are a little bit frazzled, and that gets even more so when you have a figure that has such gravity like Victor Wembanyama, where you're going to need to be in rotation more if you do indeed double. How do they handle that is something that I think is a great opportunity to be seen against this San Antonio Spurs.
No, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch for on both ends of the floor. And then when you focus on the Rockets, just in general, look, you know, it's way, way, way too early, Figgy, to look at standings. But I think it's safe to say, Reggie, the Spurs are, they might still be in their infancy in terms of being a big-time contender, but they're going to be there in your division all year long. I think it's safe to say that. So it's a good just litmus test in general, how you, not only how you handle, you know, Wemby, but how you start against him. Because, you know, clearly there's going to be some adjustments made. Maybe we need to double him now. We don't need to double him now. But this is a team that, and a conference where the Spurs are going to be kind of hanging around. So it's a good litmus test.
Yeah, and I mean, just on a larger 30,000 foot view, how does this team play against more teams that are closer to being to being tests. I think those first two games were really fun, but
and they got the Nuggets coming up.
Yeah, that's the one where I really think that I have an opportunity to kind of wipe away something or get over my incessant need to pick at things, because that's going to be like a mirror game of what the Rockets, I think the high end of the Rockets could be. I think that they have like they have great pieces that match up well, but that's a whole nother week. Right now you got the Spurs. And I do think this is the first time since those first couple of games versus the Pistons.
That's legit.
And the Thunder.
Friday night, going to be fun.
And it's you're earlier or you're further on in the season to where now you're starting to see what you have. And teams, I think other teams are starting to see what each other has. Yeah. Those first couple of games, I think, are somewhat feeling out, which is why I'm not going to put a crazy amount of stock in them losing versus the Thunder. I'm not going to put a crazy amount of stock in that Pistons game.
Yeah.
This one, with hopefully some facsimile of a elevated environment, I'm interested to see how this Rockets team plays out. And just, I think, just generally, there's an opportunity for a really fun game, right? Have you thought about, like I have, the possibility that you just get KD and Wemby going back and forth for maybe four or five possessions?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and one-on-one on the perimeter, both ways. You know, let's see them at the top of the circle, the three-point line. You know, Wemby on Durant, and Durant on Wemby. I mean, that's what you pay for. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, 8-3-2, fair point to be made. The amount of open threes the Rockets give up is infuriating. Some of that, I think, is the design of some of the defensive sets that they get out there. And some of that, I think, is that defensive rotation. Thankfully, I don't think that that's going to be tested too much tonight, because the Spurs are bottom third in the league in even, like, attempts at three. But if that becomes an issue, like those are the types of things that I guess in the negative that you could be like, oh, okay, this is actually really an issue where you're giving folks that opportunity. But it should be a really fun game. Mm-hmm. Rockets versus Spurs tonight. NBA Cup. And that might be a good opportunity, right? Like see how the early portions of trying to go and win a little bit of hardware, even if it's not the NBA, the actual NBA trophy or the Larry O'Brien trophy. That'll be fun. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, question of the daytime. What's the longest grudge you've held or maybe the strongest grudge you've held? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to the question of the day.
Let's get to it.
Here on a Football Friday, John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you and you. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. What's the longest grudge that you have held on to?
Well, I'm working on one with my headphones, but
does that count as a grudge?
What's that? 44 minutes.
So at least 44 minutes. I've already purchased a new pair. But look, I think the obvious one for me, you know what it is, Amy Adams Strunk, Bud Adams, all those fools that have done whatever. But I think that's a legitimate one. I mean, that's one that I don't just share by myself.
I feel like you don't have to have it by yourself for it to be a grudge. Now,
but the fun ones are the petty ones. The fun ones.
Oh, 100%.
The fun ones are the petty ones. I still have a grudge, Figgy, against Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger.
Oh, really?
I still do. Anything he does and says, it could be like, "Hey, I'm donating $100,000 to whatever." I'm like, yeah, but that dude still searches himself on Twitter with that. Not his Twitter handle. It's just his name. And lashes out at people and all that. That was after the game here on a Thursday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sunday night, something like that.
Yeah, he actually blocked me.
He blocked you? He blocked me?
Yeah, the thing is, and I'm so hurt by it because I was a Honey Badger fan.
Yes, me too.
I was happy when he got here. And it wasn't until he was playing with Kansas City and remember when they signed Justin Reed, and I tweeted something like, well, the Honey Badger gone.
Yeah.
Because I was saying that because it's obvious.
Because he was gone.
Yeah, because I'm like, they ain't going to sign him back after they signed Justin Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know it, I'm like, hey, am I blocked? I was blocked.
But after the game here, I think it was a Cowboys tight end or somebody split the safeties and he got beat and it was either a big play or a touchdown. I don't remember all the particulars. But I said something about, you know, Tyrann Mathieu or the Honey Badger or whatever. But I didn't even tag him. I mean, it's just commentary on football, you know?
Yeah.
After the game, like within 15 minutes, he's answering and then blocking. I'm like, this dude's searching his name.
Yeah. and it wasn't just like you either. It was just like regular media members.
Oh, he went to a bunch of people.
You know how you tweet the game, Tyrann Mathieu missed that play.
Yeah,
or
whatever.
What was he doing right here?
Yeah.
And he would just be going after everybody.
So I still have like, I don't buy it. I don't buy anything he does.
Yeah, I respect that. Some ones coming in on the text line. This is the one that I love. Like the one where it's like this small slight.
Petty.
Will roll with me for the rest of my life. Yeah. From 713. Mark Stemnoski. Wouldn't sign my pennant at Oilers training camp when I was 3 years old. 33 now. Still don't like him. That's right.
Good for you.
Stand on
Good
that.
Good for you.
Yeah, we have no idea what his reasoning was. Yeah. And I'm wondering though, because like you were three. Do you remember it vividly? Or is that one of those things where you've had parents or whatever retell
three
the story?
Is early.
It's possible, right? Where you maintain that thought process. But you know, I've been in situations where I examine a story that I tell and I'm like, wait, hold on. So much of this is colored by the way that the story was retold. Like the one time that I bit some kid at a birthday party because he tried to steal my balloon. You know what I mean? I don't remember that, but my mom tells me that I did that. And so it sounds real cool. Only God knows if I actually did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only God actually knows.
Hey, you really did that?
Yeah.
I think so. Maybe. On the YouTube page, Carlos Beltran for disgracing the Astros in 2017.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hold on to that one.
That's a good one.
I mean, the Astros, of all the teams locally, would the Astros have the most like fan grudges? Because you can talk about
I think so. AJ Hinch.
You think AJ Hinch falls in with the grudge?
I think
the World Series.
Yeah, not putting in Will Smith. Will Harris?
Oh, Will Harris.
Yeah, not going to Garrett Cole when it really mattered.
There's that one. I mean, you got your Joe Kelly's. Some people are, there's a lot of people.
Well, Joe Kelly, that's just good old fashioned.
Yeah, yeah, but
fandom.
I mean,
yeah.
Why not? I mean, you could look at, who was I just about to say? Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely left my mind as soon as I was about to say. But yeah, I feel like the Astros of the local teams probably have the most, like, I guess, grudges with the fan base. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
I think that's probably fair. I'm just trying to think. Rockets have a few. I think people hold a grudge against James Harden.
Mm.
Even though, you know, he was very wildly popular. But
yeah,
at the same
way
time,
that he decided to go.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. What about Jack Easterby?
Oh, come on. That's never going to go away.
Never. Like, and that's one that nobody's going to be mad at.
Do you have one, Figgy?
Yeah. Actually, I have a personal one. Mm-hmm. I kind of hold a grudge against the boss that's no longer there up in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
who would not give me a chance to run the board at all. I still kind of hold a grudge. I actually saw him later on, I mean, as I had my career here, mm-hmm. and I was just like, hey, what's up, man? And I did everything I can to make myself shine. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm the third host on this show called In the Loop. Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of stuff down there. I was just trying to brag as
much
as I can.
Rolled up in my Bentley this morning.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I'm kind of famous down there now. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just glad they gave me a chance.
Yes.
So I still hold a grudge. If he was to call me today and say, hey, would love for you to do this. I'm like,
nope,
I'm cool.
Not going to happen.
Nope. I don't know if I had the experience that you was looking for that one time.
It's fine. It's fine. Now you do, but it's too late. From the 832, they said twofold. One, Hank Conger made the worst play at home plate in the history of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They said, I could provide video if needed, and I appreciate that so much. So you're like, no, don't worry about it. I've got plenty of evidence here. Number two, I found to be interesting because they went Jeremy Lin. They were just like, felt like he pulled off a scam by posing as an NBA superstar is what he went with. And I feel like that's harsh. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, first and foremost, he had a good couple of weeks. What he's supposed to do, not try and be good?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that this person was coming from, like, well, he got that big, what was it, $28 million from the Rockets that next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's worth noting, they brought him in to be some level, like, feature pieces. They tried to build this thing up. And then all of a sudden, a James Harden comes available. They bring in James Harden, and, hey, we just... things change.
Yeah.
Who would have thought we would be here?
You know, the I don't know if it's interesting, sad, funny, what it is, but like when you hold a grudge against a family member or a close friend, I was telling the story earlier, my brother tried to jack my nephews and nieces of some money, and it wasn't even a lot, but of some money from my parents' will. And by saying, yeah, there's nothing to see in the will, let's just split it four ways, and he tried to push them out. When you see that person like at an event, like at a funeral or a wedding or something, you're just kind of like, give them the old heads up. The old nod.
Just a knowing look. Yeah, just a knowing look.
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's all you need. Astros medical staff, fares.
Oh, good.
Someone on the YouTube said, I despise Kevin Sumlin for accepting the Aggie job after the last game of UH's run undefeated in 2011. Mm. That is actually a good
point. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time. Or at least I tried to make myself not upset because I'm like, look, you got to take that step up when it's there.
Yeah.
I feel like someone could have done something special, though.
Well, I mean.
But you got to take it, right?
Yes, you got to take it. Mine is Franchione.
Mine is it?
Dennis Franchione. That guy just damn near ran that program into the dirt. They lost, what, 63-6 or something to Oklahoma? I was like, never going to forgive that, man. I'm never going to forgive that. I don't even know what he's doing now.
This is like deep college sports things. I would never forgive Brad Underwood, who I'm sure a lot of you are like, who is this?
SFA,
Brad Underwood,
former SFA, former Illinois,
former SFA coach. Yeah. He was a K-State alum. K-State was in that time period where it was like, oh, all right, they might be looking for a new basketball coach. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, come on home, man, help the home squad. That man basically stayed at SFA, then went to Illinois, and I was like, oh, okay, I see what it is.
But you got my guy,
you too good
Tang
to come home. And I look.
You got my guy.
All things work out for the good of those who the Lord loves. I appreciate that. But in the moment, I was mad. And you know what? Yeah. I realized I have not let that go. You
haven't let it go.
You know one person that dodged a lifelong grudge? Lovey Smith.
Yeah.
It could have been a long grudge with him.
That's a great point.
If Carolina actually went with C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he did. That's great.
Yeah. We would have been talking about Lovey Smith to this day, man.
Somebody was mentioning that the grudge against Bill O'Brien, that most fans don't really hold a grudge.
No, that's absolutely
what city
wrong.
Do you live in?
Because I understand, like, Bill O'Brien was annoying in the media, as evidenced by the Boston College situation of, let's say, 4 days ago.
However, did you like DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, that's where the grudge come in.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, before all of that, you could kind of, I mean, you can hold a grudge. You don't have to. I wouldn't be mad at it, but it was that 2020 season.
Yeah, and again, I think that person might be the only one that doesn't hold a grudge.
Yeah. Nah, I hold a grudge over that because that changed everything.
Yeah.
And can you give me the entirety of the Utah Jazz for continually bouncing the Rockets in those, like, aughts? From the playoffs, yeah. It felt like every year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Here come the Rockets, you know, middle of the playoffs, playing in Utah in the first round, and then Utah win. I hate Mehmet Okor for reasons that nobody should hate Mehmet Okor because nobody should think about Mehmet Okor.
Yeah.
But I hate him. I do because those Jazz teams constantly got my Rockets out of here. Somebody said Michigan fans still bitter. They tried to bench Tom Brady for Drew Henson. Oh man, I feel like this can get real deep, especially like just on individual moves that a coach made or an organization made.
You hold a grudge on stuff.
Those are
you
hilarious.
Traded so-and-so. You know,
and I will never let you live that down.
Yeah.
And then George Karl for just being himself. All right.
Speaking of which, just real quick, there are people to this day that don't like Jerry Jones.
Well,
because of the Tom Landry thing.
Yes.
You know, not, forget about all the nonsense he's done since then.
His first introduction to a lot of fans of sports, particularly Cowboys fans, was, hey, you know that coach that y'all love? I'm getting out of here. Which is funny because it's somewhat revisionist history if we go back. Mm-hmm. Tom Landry wasn't getting the job done, and people were souring on him to some degree. But you can't do him like that, right? You can't yeller him. Yes. And apparently you can.
Yeah.
Apparently you can. Greg Ostertag. See, now I want 713-572-4610. Who is the most obscure player that you have a problem with? Greg Ostertag, I feel like, is the leader in the clubhouse right now. That is the leading off bet.
That's
here.
A good one.
Can you beat Greg Ostertag as obscure player that gets on your nerves and that you have a grudge against? Let me know. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, and we welcome in B. Scott to join us and talk about whatever the hell that Thursday night football game was. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.